Okay, so I'm on platform 4 in Milton Keynes station. I'm surrounded, absolutely surrounded by a cloud of aftershave and some very smart looking suits. I was just walking through the ticket barrier a moment ago and I saw a guy on the floor on his knees crying his eyes out, surrounded by staff but also being comforted by the looks of things by a guy trained in counselling. It looks as though, from the sounds of things and from what another passenger was saying, commuter was saying, the guy tried to jump the barrier to maybe throw himself in front of a train, absolutely distraught. It could be that he was just trying to get somewhere urgently without a ticket, and he's talking a lot about his children. So the staff are obviously treating it like something a lot more serious than a potential suicide attempt, and they seem to have dealt with it very well. I'm glad I'm not getting on that train. It seems to stop everywhere. So he was being talked to and calmed down, but he was obviously really hysterical, and he wasn't a small man, he was a big man who exceptionally distressed. I think the guy who stopped to talk to him should be given a medal. Really, really good stuff. I don't know what's going to happen yet, whether or not they just call the transport police and he's then surrounded by uniforms. I hope not. There should be some kind of unit that comes out when people are stricken with depression, which is getting more and more common. And is seen more and more. People who are that depressed need to be shown some kind of hope, some kind of light at the end of the tunnel, not wanting to use a train analogy. And there should be at least some kind of plainclothes, trained counsellors that can come out and help him initially calm down before he gets help. I still think that it's great that the Milton Keynes train station staff seem to have averted what could have been a horrific tragedy, and at the very least mess up a lot of these busy looking people's day. I hope the guy's okay. I didn't want to take any photographs for obvious reasons. I didn't want to add to his anguish. I've got another 15 minutes before my train, and I'm into London, then Brighton.